ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 14th January 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, योर बॉडीज हैव नाउ बिकम कम्प्लीटली ओल्ड। द फादर हैज़ कम टू मेक योर बॉडीज एज इमॉर्टल एज द कल्प ट्री। यू विल बिकम इमॉर्टल फॉर हाफ अ साइकिल। क्वेश्चन, विच एस्पेक्ट ऑफ दिस वंडरफुल प्ले इज वेल वर्थ अंडरस्टैंडिंग? Answer, only once at this time can you see the faces of all the actors this play. You will see those same faces after 5,000 years. There will be 84 faces of 84 births, and each one of them will be different. Even the actions of one cannot be the same as another's. Whatever actions are performed, those actions will be repeated after 5,000 years. These aspects are really worth understanding. Now that the locks on the intellects of you children have opened, you can explain these secrets to everyone. Song, the innocent Lord is unique. Om Shanti. Only Shiv Baba is called the innocent Lord. Shankar cannot be called that. He destroys, whereas Shiv Baba creates. It is definitely heaven that is created and hell that is destroyed. Therefore, only Shiv Baba can be called the innocent Lord, the ocean of knowledge. You children are now experienced. Surely Shiv Baba must have come in the previous cycle, and he has definitely come now. He definitely has to come because he has to create the human world anew. He has to tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of this drama. And so, he definitely has to come here. He cannot tell you in the subtle region. The language of the subtle region is different, and there is no language in the incorporeal world. Here, it is a talkie. Shiv Baba is the one who reforms that which has been spoiled. God, the one who grants salvation to all, says, I have to come when the world becomes Tamopradhan. His memorials are also here. The faces of every human being in this play can only be seen once. Even the faces of Lakshmi and Narayan cannot be seen anywhere other than in the Golden Age. When they take rebirth, their names and forms will be different. Once you have seen the forms of Lakshmi and Narayan, you will not see those same forms again for another 5,000 years, just as you will only see the exact same face of Gandhi after 5,000 years. There are countless human beings. Only after 5,000 years will you again see the faces of the human beings that you see now. There will be 84 faces of 84 births, and each one of them will be different. Even the actions of one cannot be the same as another's. Whatever actions one performs, those same actions will be repeated after 5,000 years. These aspects are well worth understanding. There is the image of Baba. You understand that he must definitely have come first to create the world. Now that the locks on your intellects have opened, you can understand. You now also have to open the locks of others in this way. The incorporeal father must surely reside in the supreme abode. You all also reside there with me. When I first come, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are with me. The human world already exists. So, how does it turn and how does it repeat? The subtle region has to be created first, and then he has to come into the physical world. Because the human beings who are to become deities have now become Shudras, they first have to become Brahmins and then be made into deities. So, I repeat the knowledge that I gave you in the previous cycle. It is at this time that I sit and teach Raja Yoga. Then, after half a cycle, devotion begins. The Father himself sits here and explains how the old world becomes new and how, at the end, it starts again at the beginning. People understand that the Supreme Soul came, but they do not know when or how he came. They don't know how he revealed the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end. The Father says, "I have come personally to grant you salvation." Maya, Ravan, has spoiled everyone's fortune. So, someone is definitely needed to reform that which has been spoiled. The Father says, "I came in the body of Brahma 5,000 years ago as well. The human world is created here. I come here to change the world and make your bodies as immortal as the Kalpa tree. Your bodies have now become totally old. Baba makes them immortal for half a cycle. You change your bodies there, but you do it happily because you shed one old costume and take on a new one. There, you will not say that so-and-so has died. It is not called death there. Similarly, you have died alive here. It is not that you have really died, but that you have made yourself belong to Shiv Baba." Baba says, "You are the lights of my eyes, the long-lost and now-found children." Shiv Baba says this, and Brahma Baba also says this. That one is the incorporeal father, and this one is the corporeal father. You also say, "Baba, you are the same one, and we are the same children who have come to meet you again." The Father says, "I come and establish heaven. You definitely need a kingdom, and so I teach you Raja Yoga. You will receive the kingdom at the end. There will then be no need for this knowledge. All of those scriptures, etc., will be useful on the path of devotion. People will continue to study them, just as when an important person writes the history and geography of somewhere, others continue to read it. There are innumerable books. People continue to read them. There will be nothing like that in heaven. There will only be one language." So, Baba says, "I have come to renew the world. Previously, it was new, and it has now become old. Maya has burnt all my sons and turned them into ashes. They show them as the children of King Sagar, that is, the ocean." "That is correct, because you are the children of the ocean of knowledge. He truly is the ocean of knowledge. In fact, all are his children, but it is you who are remembered in the practical form. It is because of you that the Father comes. He says, 'I have come to make you children conscious again. I come once again to make those who have become totally ugly and with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. You understand how your intellects are made divine with this knowledge. When your intellects become divine, this world will also change from the land of stone into the land of divinity. Baba continues to inspire you to make effort for this. So, Baba would definitely have to come here to create the human world. He creates the birth-born progeny through the one whose body he enters. So, this one becomes the mother. This is such a deep aspect. He is a male, so the idea of him becoming the mother when Baba enters him will definitely confuse people. You prove it by showing this mother and father, Brahma and Saraswati, both sitting beneath the Kalpa tree and studying Raja Yoga. So they definitely need a guru. Brahma, Saraswati, and all the children are known as Raja Rishis. You have yoga in order to claim the kingdom. The Father comes and teaches Raja Yoga and knowledge, which no one else can teach. Others do not practice Raja Yoga. They simply say, "Study yoga." There are various types of Hatha Yoga. No one else can teach Raja Yoga. God came and taught Raja Yoga. He says, I have to come every cycle when it is the time to create the human world anew. There is never total annihilation. If annihilation took place, whom would I enter? What would the incorporeal one come and do? The father explains, the world already exists. The devotees also exist. They call out to God. This proves that there are devotees as well. God has to come at the end of the Iron Age when all the devotees are very unhappy. I have to come when the kingdom of Ravan is about to end. Everyone is definitely unhappy at this time. The Mahabharata war is standing ahead. This is a school. Here, there is an aim and objective. You understand that there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. Then came the kingdom of those with a single crown. Later, there was expansion of other religions. Then, in order for the kingdoms to increase, there were wars, etc. You understand that whatever has passed will repeat again. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan will then begin. Baba explains all the secrets of the history and geography of the world. There is no need to go into detail. You understand that you who belong to the Sun Dynasty will definitely take rebirth in the Sun Dynasty. Your names and forms will change and you will also have different mothers and fathers. You have to keep this entire drama in your intellects. You have now understood how the father comes. People have the knowledge of that old Gita in their intellects. Previously, we too had the knowledge of that old Gita in our intellects. Now, after hearing such deep aspects, we have come to understand the whole significance of everything. People also say that previously your knowledge was different and that it is now very good. You have now understood how to live in your households and yet remain like a lotus. This is the last birth of everyone. Everyone has to die. The Unlimited Father himself says, promise that you will stay pure and you will then become the masters of heaven for 21 births. Here, even though someone may be a millionaire, he would still be unhappy. His body is not pure. Your bodies become pure. You do not die for 21 births. The father says, those who come here are the ones who belonged to the sun and the moon dynasties. They became ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. That is why Radhe, Krishna and Narayan have been portrayed as ugly. Now everyone has become ugly. They became ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. You now have to get off the pyre of lust and sit on the pyre of knowledge. Cancel the bond of poison and you tie a bond of the nectar of knowledge. Explain in such a way that people say that you are carrying out an auspicious task. Anyone who is a Kumari or a Kumar cannot be called impure. The father says you should never become dirty. As time goes by, countless people will come. They will say that this is very good. By sitting on the pyre of knowledge, we will become the masters of heaven. Mostly, it is Brahmin priests who arrange marriages. The kings also keep Brahmin priests. They are called Rajgurus, that is, gurus of the kingdom. Nowadays, even sannyasis tie bonds. When you tell people such things of knowledge, they become very happy. They instantly have a Rakhi tied. Then there is also quarreling at home. You definitely have to tolerate a little. You are the incognito Shakti army. You don't carry any weapons. The goddesses have been portrayed holding many weapons. However, all of those aspects are of knowledge. Here, these aspects are of the power of yoga. You claim the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga. Only limited kingdoms are taken with physical power. Only the unlimited master can give you the unlimited kingdom. There is no question of a war in this. The father says, how can I instigate a war? I have come to put an end to fighting and quarreling so that not even a trace of that remains. This is why everyone remembers the Supreme Soul. He says, maintain my honor. When they have no faith in the One, others catch hold of them. Although they say that God is also in them, they still don't have that faith in themselves, and so they adopt gurus. If God is in you, why should you need to adopt a guru? Here, this is unique. The father says, I came in the previous cycle the same way as I have come now. You now understand how the father, the creator, sits and creates the creation. This too is in the drama. How could you understand what is going to happen in the future unless you have understood the cycle? It is said that this is the field of action. We have come from the incorporeal world in order to play our parts. Therefore, we should know the creator and the director of the whole drama. We actors have come to know how this drama is created and how expansion of this world takes place. Since it is now the end of the Iron Age, the Golden Age surely has to be created. The explanation of the cycle is absolutely accurate. Those who belong to the Brahmin clan will understand. This one is Prajapita, and so our clan will continue to grow. It has to grow. Everyone continues to make effort as they did in the previous cycle and observe everything with detachment. Each of you should examine your face in your mirror and ask yourself to what extent you have become worthy of claiming a kingdom in the Golden Age. This is a game of every cycle depending on the service each one of you does. You are spiritual, unlimited social workers. You follow the directions of the Supreme Spirit. Continue to imbibe such beautiful points. The Father comes and frees you from the jaws of death. There is no mention of death there. This is a land of death, and that is a land of immortality. In this land, there is sorrow from the beginning through middle to end, whereas in that land, there is no trace of sorrow. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padanguna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Papdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. We are the lights of the eyes, the long-lost and now-found children of both the incorporeal and corporeal fathers. Maintain the intoxication of having become Shiv Baba's heirs while alive. 2. Claim the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga. Since you have had a rakhi tied for purity, you have to tolerate a little. Don't ever become impure. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of happiness while living in this world of sorrow by remaining aware of the Father, the ocean of happiness. Constantly remain aware of the Father, the ocean of happiness, and you will become an embodiment of happiness. No matter how much influence there is of sorrow and peacelessness in the world, you must stay detached and loving. You are with the ocean of happiness, and you are therefore constantly happy, swinging in the swing of happiness. You children who are master oceans of happiness cannot have any thoughts of sorrow because you have stepped away from the world of sorrow and come into the confluence age. All strings have been broken, and so you continue to move along in the waves of the ocean of happiness. Slogan: to stabilize your mind and intellect in one powerful stage is to be in solitude. Om Shanti.